Good morning. This is Ben Jensen here on Livestock Lines, and I have an interview today with Dr. Mandy Carr Johnson. She is the Director of Scientific Affairs at NCBA, and she has been doing work with how consumers perceive beef. So, Mandy, can you explain to producers or anybody listening to this, what are consumers looking for when they're buying beef?
Yeah, so consumers really impact demand by their preference, their consumption, and their perceived value. And so what we know is there are several characteristics that drive each of those. A great eating experience usually is the top priority for consumers. So we know when beef has a great eating experience, that really drives more consumption and preference for the product. But we also know that people want to understand a little more about how cattle are raised for food. So sometimes we can alleviate some concerns or questions they may have about what producers are doing to really focus on animal welfare and really make sure that those cattle are being raised in a way that has that in mind. Additionally, nutrition is critically important to consumers, so understanding the great nutritional value that beef brings to their plate usually brings more consumers back to the product.
And so what trends have you been seeing right now that seems to be going for the near future for consumers that are alternating out other animal protein products from beef?
We see that consumers, for the most part, really eat a variety of proteins. So those consumers that eat beef often eat chicken. They may eat pork or fish. There are some consumers that also utilize the alternative protein, so maybe a plant-based meat substitute. But what we know about consumers that do add that to their weekly eatings, they're still eating beef as well as those other proteins like chicken, pork, or fish. So really, for the most part, consumers do like the taste of beef. They like the eating experience and the nutritional value. Sometimes they just want to add more choices to their plate.
So one interesting thing that I found was that consumers were not moving away from beef despite recent inflation. What could you attribute that to mainly?
I think really for consumers is they really do love beef, and they know that there are a lot of different cuts that they can utilize. So maybe if they need to manage a budget a little closer this week, that there's still opportunities for different cuts that aren't as expensive, but still give them a lot of variety and versatility for their meal planning in the week. When they do have a little bit more money and they want to celebrate, then we have those great options as well.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Mandy. Again, everybody, that was Mandy Carr Johnson. She works as the Director of Scientific Affairs at NCBA. And again, everybody, this is your host for Livestock Lines, Ben Jensen.